Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. There's so many tough stories, and we realize that people's health and well-being is the most important thing going on in the globe right now. But there are kids involved in college that have been playing their whole lives to play in the NCAA tournament. And the kids at Hofstra get a chance to do it. And then the tournament is called off because of the coronavirus. And we're joined now by the coach of Hofstra, Joe Mihalik. We talked to him last year. Joe, what do you tell your kids? How did you handle it when you found out the tournament was canceled?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Listen, we're gutted. I mean, we are gutted, man. It's just it's devastating. It's. I mean, I was listening to your intro there. That's the truth. I mean, guys on our team that literally their whole life long. DeJura Bowie, our great senior, talked about how being a little kid watching the UConn games and the NCAA tournament, and everybody's got a story like that, and it's just, you know. But it's again, it's what you said. It's, you know, the message to the guys was, there's a global issue going on here. There's mm-hmm. a pandemic. There's a, you know, and we got to be responsible and not let this problem become more of a problem because we played our basketball tournament. You know, at the same time, that doesn't mean it's easy to accept, and that doesn't mean your hearts aren't broken. And, you know, life's not fair, man. Life's not fair. And this is a case where life just isn't fair.
Coach, when you got the news officially, were you floored, or did you kind of see it coming as you got closer and closer to the call?
Yeah, you know, just like you guys. I mean, so just to take you through the Hofstra perspective, we cut the nets down on Tuesday night. We're euphoric. We win our championship game. We punch the ticket. We're going to the dance. We're all those things, right? And then the next day, you know, we're telling the guys, hey, now, you know, there's not going to be fans in the stands. It's going to be a little weird, but the games are going to go on. And then an NBA player gets tested positive. And then Adam Silva suspends the season. And then you start getting, your stomach just gets queasier and queasier and queasier. And then, you know, the Power Five schools cancel the tournament. And when that happens, you're saying to yourself, okay, we're not playing this tournament next week. That's for sure. And the emotions become emotions of hope. Let's just hope. Let's just hope they postpone it, which I wish they would still consider that. Let's just hope they postpone it and we still play the tournament. So I can't say you're surprised. I'm sorry. I can't say you're shocked, but you're still surprised because you're just doggone it. This is unreal. I mean, all of us, you guys, me, this never happened before. And now, you know, here we are. We got guys for the first time go to the NCAA tournament. Hofstra, this great place, hasn't been there in 19 years. We can do it, and we're telling us it's like you win the prize, but you don't get the prize.
Coach, do you think they could have played even in front of the empty arenas, or do you think they made the right call?
Well, I think they made the right call because I think if anything would have happened, if anybody would have contracted the virus because of those games, you're probably getting into like lawyers and litigation and insurance, and there could be a lot of losers with that. So, you know, they probably made the right decision, but I don't know if they made the right decision to completely cancel it. Like I said, I'm not very objective here. There's still a lot of emotion with me. I just wish that we would have it in May. I mean, have the selection show Sunday. Let everybody see where they're going and have May Madness, or somebody said mayhem. Let's have
right.
Mayhem.
Did they give you an answer for why they couldn't do that? Because we've heard, like, you know, it's because of the students.
The academic year.
Yeah, was that it?
I never got a specific type answer like that. No, I don't. My guess would be it's what I mentioned a little earlier. Maybe it's other stuff like litigation and lawyers and law and insurance policies. And I really shouldn't even say that. I don't even know.
Michael, go ahead.
Did you tell the kids yourself, or did they find out on their own through social media?
Yeah, they all knew through social media, but then we gathered, and it was one of those, atypical situations. We weren't in class, so that when we got home Wednesday afternoon, I told the guys to go home and come back Friday. The guys that could go home and come back Friday, and we'll practice. And, so DeJure Bowie was back in the Bronx, and Isaac Conte was in Brooklyn, and Tariq Coburn was in Queens, and Elijah Pemberton shot up to Connecticut. And so we had to call them, but that's one of the hardest things I had to do, man, is to tell these kids on Tuesday night that the dream has come true and talk about how special it is and talk about Sunday, what it's going to be like to sit there and watch your name come up on the TV. And now I'm telling them it's not going to happen. And it was, that was a hard thing to do, man. Hard thing to do.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAC customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.
Joe, you have 3 seniors on your roster. Do you think there's any chance the NCAA will ever consider giving them another year of eligibility?
I don't think people are talking about that. I keep saying this because I got no vote. I got no juice. But I think at the end of the day, they come back with a lot more reasons not to do that than to do it. And I think these guys did get their senior year. I mean, DeJure Bowie and Elijah Pemberton played 34 games. So
right.
It's not like they didn't get to have their senior year, but, it's just that their senior year ended in heartbreak. So, hey, life's not fair. This is a chance to remind the guys life's not fair, and this is what happens.
It really does stink, Joe. It really does. And we wanted to talk to you and tell – everybody feels this way. I mean, Hofstra has been, a proud member of this of the Tri-State community, and you get in for the first time in 19 years. It stinks for you. It stinks for the kids. And, we appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your thoughts with us, but it's just awful. It really is. Sorry.
Yeah, it is. I appreciate that. You guys, and I can tell it's coming from the heart, and that's why you guys are first-class guys. It's great to be with you, and we really appreciate you, commiserating with us. I mean that. We really do.
Well, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Good luck.
Be well.
All right, fellas. Thanks, man. You guys are great. See you.
All right, thank you. I can't even imagine what the kids are feeling. I can't even imagine. 19 years of school has been trying to get to the NCAA, and they've had some good teams. They never, ever won the CAA. Yeah. They finally do, and now there's no tournament. I mean, awful.
Peter says this all the time about doing a 30 for 30. You could do a 30 for 30 on just the disappointment of this. Mm-hmm. You look at Rutgers on their way to the dance for the first time since 91, right? You look at Seton Hall and the season that they've had. That's a team that hasn't competed for a championship in 30 years, and who knows how far they could have gone. So that's what just eats you up inside. You live for this. And all year, like Coach really put it in perspective. Right now they'd be planning for that Selection Sunday to get around as a team, watch TV and see what seed they're going to be, what region are they going to go play in, and how exciting that must be. And it would be right around the time they got the call, the cancellation, like the call to get the information on where the party is going to be, how they're going to gather, and, CBS calling them, where are we going to put the camera to get the reaction? And instead the call is that it's not going to happen at all. Oh, awful.
And you could hear in Joe's voice, I mean, Joe's been at this a long time, too. This would have meant a great deal to the coach as well.
But just you could tell his pain is through those kids.
But not that he's selfish, but he probably has pain too. I mean, you work your whole life to do this. And then you finally do it, and there's nobody to blame. There's nobody that's wrong. They did the right thing.
Right.
The circumstances stink.
But the thing, for those three seniors, Michael, think about it. Like, Joe can coach and maybe get them in again. All the underclassmen, the juniors, the freshmen, the sophomores, they maybe they won't be as good, but they might get another shot, another couple of shots. Those seniors, that's it. They're done. And he's right. As much as they're talking about right now on ESPN, a possible change to the giving them another year of eligibility. Joe said it right. I mean, they played 34 games. They're going to come up with more reasons not to do it than to do it. And you don't know, even if they gave them the other year, would they be good enough to go back anyway?
Now, the first league that said, that's it, we're not playing, and we wondered why they did that, the Ivy League. And they ended up being ahead of the curve. We'll talk to Robin Harris, the executive director of the Ivy League, about how they came to that decision before anybody else did. They led the pack. They didn't wait for other people to cancel. They said this is the right thing to do. And at the time, we said, why would they do that? Just play in front of an empty gym. So we'll talk to Robin about that in just a moment. So stay tuned. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.